on a lake. She is dreaming, she is drifting, never been so wide awake. Captured in the moment by the beauty all around her, there's nowhere else that she would rather be.
Hello and welcome. This is Karen Motokaitis, and you're listening to How She Really Does It. The place where inspiration and possibility meet. As a leadership coach, I work with clients who are professionals, they're executives, and they're business owners. And they often have some sort of a leadership role, whether it's a title or a role in their career. And next week, I'm going to talk about being the leader of your life. But as a leadership coach, one of the things that I do a lot of coaching on is on communication. How do we talk to others? How do we have brave conversations? How do we give feedback? And I think we often mistake thinking, oh, we should, notice that word should, we should know how to do this. Or there are those of us that are good at it and those of us that just suck at it. These are learnable skill sets. And just like learning how to swim and having a coach on the sidelines teaching and working and practicing, the kids can learn how to swim or adults can learn how to swim. And my clients who are brilliant and smart and hardworking and high achievers, often too hard on themselves, they practice giving feedback and they get better at it, which then helps have, I don't want to say less toxic workplaces, but healthier environments where people can function more and there can be clear communication instead of people making assumptions and judgment and having all this armor. Often we think of these conversations pertaining to negative things, right? Like a PIP, a performance improvement plan, or firing somebody, or dealing with difficult, bad stuff. But today I'm going to talk about something different in the giving feedback. And it's going to be focusing on positive feedback that we are often reluctant to give. As a coach, and I really love working with the clients that I do, I get to work with just fantastic humans who show up raw and vulnerable. We've cultivated this trust, right? I become one of the people who've earned the right to hear their stories, the great stories, the messy stories, everything. And as I hear their stories, I also find out their deep beliefs. And then there's also this thing where my clients will then frequently mention something that they adore or respect or grateful about regarding someone in their lives. It can be a life partner, a family member, a colleague, a friend, and they tell it to me. And I'll often interject and say, have you shared that with this person? As soon as I ask them that, I can see the armor go up. Or if we're on the phone, it goes dead silent, right? The wall gets built. They haven't done it. They understand vulnerability, but it's like really scary, right? Which is really vulnerable. It's that uncertainty, emotional exposure, and risk to share our hearts with somebody. So they armor up. And often there becomes coaching on giving positive feedback. And today I have a story to share with you about a client of mine who did this and what the process looks like. My client had recently shared some of her support for someone else's desires. And this was a week after she had been in conversation with this person. And instead of saying anything, she was silent because that's her go-to. She's one of my clients who's actually a writing processor. I have a lot of verbal processors. She's a writing processor and a deep thinker. But she stayed silent. And her writing is her superpower. And she stayed silent and didn't say anything. And the person wasn't seeking for any support or praise. It was just stating something matter-of-factly. But after a week, my client decided to be brave and send an email and make a mention of it and how she was supportive of this person's desires and dreams and would love to see it come to fruition for this person that she had emailed. Now, here's we have the magical thinking or the Hollywood thinking, where when we send this like vulnerable email, right? Oh, Karen says, say the good things, say the things that are part of that heart of yours. then immediately we're going to receive a reply of gratitude. That's the magical thinking or the Hollywood thinking, right? And when I think about the Hollywood thinking, I think about Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan movie of You've Got Mail back in the AOL days and the agony of waiting, sending something via AOL mail and waiting for reply once you've sent that vulnerable mail. And these days, we don't have the buffer of dial-up of our messages, right? It's so instantaneous. We sit there, we send it, and then we can get really entangled in our shame stories and in the vulnerability of, like, oh, I'm just being too much. I shouldn't have said that. They're going to think this about me. They're going to think that, whatever may be the noise in your head. So it's really vulnerable to send something. Now, the flip side of it, and I know this as well with my clients, is that when we are the receivers, we often don't realize how vulnerable it is for somebody to reach out. And I'm giving you a behind the scenes of vulnerability. So my client sends out this email. There's no Hollywood ending. There's no reply back for well over a week. The reason? It's vulnerable to receive support. It's like a vulnerability avoidance tango. Eventually, though, my client received a reply of gratitude because the two of them have done their work in being vulnerable and being able to practice receiving. Then my client further dove into this and came up with some key learnings and insights that I want to share with you. One of the reasons she didn't say anything was that she thought her voice was an unsolicited opinion. And she had to rumble with it and process that it wasn't an unsolicited opinion. She was actually giving feedback and using her voice. And this time she listened to the voice inside of her. And quite possibly, this is the voice that was maybe been often ignored most of her life, or maybe not even heard. And instead of listening to that old voice of stay silent, don't give your unsolicited opinion, she checked in and she listened to that voice that said, use your voice, share what you think. And she realized it's vulnerable to share. And she realized this was about providing supportive feedback. This is really important to check in and notice, what are the stories in your head? Are they yours? Where do they come from? Are they somebody else's? Is it family of origin? Was it your way of staying safe by being small, not using your voice? And so there's all this rumbling going on, but she chose to listen to her voice that said, speak. And she did. And she realized it's vulnerable to share. And remember, this is about providing supportive feedback. Now, what she did also realize is, I can't know for sure how that will be received or not. And this is the truth and what makes giving feedback, support, compliments vulnerable, as well as for the giver of the feedback to gather more information, key learnings, and insights. Because when you do give this feedback, trust is built in small moments over time. And you do this, and you're going to learn about yourself. You're going to learn about the other person. And it's that practice that where we get more insights and understandings. And I'll share another story in a little bit. She also realized she could have asked the person if they wanted feedback. Now, again, let's play this out. She was in a conversation with somebody. They had mentioned something about their desires. She listened, was very polite, heard what they had to say. Eventually, their conversation ended. A week later, she followed up with an email and let the person know that she was supportive of this person's desires. The person wasn't asking, but I'm not going to go into the details, but that was essentially what it was. She could have asked for feedback, like, would you like feedback? And that is something that we can do. Sometimes people will also just say yes because they may think that it's rude to say no. So it gets really complicated here. I asked a client once, I said, can I show you something? And she said, yes. And then she looked at me and she goes, what if I said no? And I said, well, I would stop. I wouldn't show you this thing. But how often do we not hear the answer to that question, right? So my client realized she could have asked this person if they wanted feedback. And yes, you can do that. And in this case, she didn't. And that's okay, because there's not a right or wrong. So she processed this. Her insight was, again, there's no map, there's no guidepost on how to give feedback. Brené Brown has an engaged feedback checklist, and it's a checklist. But again, there's not a right or wrong, because people are going to take it differently. And another way to say it is there is no right or wrong. There'll be learnings, there's going to be vulnerabilities and falling down moments, and possibly the need for clarification as well as some awkwardness. Recently, I was at a swimming, I was at the Pac-12 championships for my daughter and, you know, sitting in the stands, and one of her teammates was racing, and I was sitting next to her parents, and we're cheering for her daughter. And I said, "Oh, that is awesome." And this mother, who I just adore, she's so kind. I've gotten to know her over the last few years. I really love her. And she's usually very quiet, but we've had just a great time in the stands together supporting our daughters. And she looked at me and she said, "My daughter is not awful at anything." And I looked at her, I said, "Awful?" I said, "No." I said, "That is so awesome." I was so glad. I must have said this like 3 or 4 times. I go, "I am so glad that you told me what you thought you had heard, because could you imagine of what our relationship would have been like moving forward if she had believed that I thought her daughter was awful when I said awesome?" And again, this is what happens in communication so often, right? So she was vulnerable because she protected her daughter, and she shared with me what she thought she heard. I was willing to take that feedback and then let her know what I had said, and we could talk about it. And once the race is over, we laughed about it some more. And now it's kind of become our running joke, right, with each other. And actually, I feel more connected with her now than I did even before that. So what is clear is that we often make assumptions, whether we are aware of them or not. And that story is a great example of that. I'm constantly coaching my clients on, Brené Brown has this quote that I have, and I've talked about it here many times. It really helped give me courage during, especially in the beginning of the pandemic. But this concept, this quote of clear is kind, unclear is unkind. And it's so important because we want people to just figure it out or to know, but we also want people to have their own authenticity. And different families have different rules, right? Different companies have different rules. People have different communication preferences. And so if we're not clear about what our communication preferences are, and then we get mad at them, it's really on us because we weren't clear about that. So clear is kind, right? And that's why I'm always coaching my clients, or I'm often coaching my clients about how can you be clear about it, and being willing to be vulnerable and to be brave on these communications. And with that, I coach them on how to give feedback. And also, what do they need to fill themselves up in order to have the courage to give feedback, as well as the self-compassion for the vulnerability on the feedback? Remember, my client had sent that email, and it was a week later that she heard something back. The final learning of my client is vulnerability and feedback is the space for connection to ourselves as well as to others. It really is. Vulnerability and feedback is a space for connection to ourselves and to others. She listened to her inner voice and honored her inner voice. The support that's the message and the support that she gave to the person was so meaningful for the person that was on the receiving end. And she was able to circle back and let my client know how impactful that email was. And there was a deeper connection. John Gottman's research has indicated that trust is built in small moments over time. So by being willing to be vulnerable and brave with my client reaching out with an email and giving feedback and listening to her own voice, she trusts herself more and she's built trust in that relationship. Giving feedback, support, seeing someone, really seeing someone, that person felt really seen. It's vulnerable. And we can't get to trust and connection in a relationship without vulnerability. One thing I want to be clear about with giving feedback and the difference with unsolicited advice, my client wasn't trying to fix. My client wasn't trying to, you know, give advice, right? It was about giving feedback. So it's really important when we give these words is to have the discernment. And this is stuff that I continue to learn and refine and get better because, man, I was an advice giver and a fixer for a really long time. But it's important to be in integrity, in your integrity, and know your intention. And in my client's case, it was a positive feedback to someone in their life. The intention was about support as well as sharing their voice with someone who mattered, which is all very vulnerable. This wasn't advice giving. This wasn't fixing or telling them what to do. It was support, and giving positive support can be vulnerable for the giver and the receiver. And it can even all be a compliment, right? Maybe you have a compliment about somebody or letting somebody know how much they matter to you. And you want to share that, my clients often don't want to share that. I'm often inviting them to have that conversation with that person because it could really benefit that person in their relationship versus it landing with me knowing how much my clients care about these people. So vulnerability and feedback equals connection to ourselves and to others. I'm smelling big for you. Hey there. Before we go, I have a question for you. Have you subscribed to the show yet? This is an awesome opportunity for you to preserve your brain juice. I love the fact that I can subscribe to podcasts and television shows and they go straight to my iPhone or they go straight to my DVR and then I don't have to worry of, oh no, especially with television shows. Did I hit record? Is it going to be there? Or now do I have to watch it on demand and go through all the commercials? So go and hit the subscribe button. There's a link in the show notes, and that will ensure you that you never miss a show, and you can also save your brain juice for other things in your life. There's way more important things, but you and I will still be connected because the show will be waiting for you in your phone. Go to the link in the show notes, subscribe to the show, so you can automatically get all the shows to your phone. On a lake, she is dreaming. She is drifting, never been so wide awake.